In Freedom Riders, Hillary Swank gives an excellent performance as an inspiring Los Angeles teacher in the wake of the 1992 riots. The movie is based on the real Erin Gruwell story derived from a book of essays, The Freedom Riders' Diary, that she put together with a group of her high school kids. Richard LeGravenaise did the fine adaptation of Gruwell's book, and his direction is unobtrusive, letting the story develop in a documentary-style manner. There's always a huge potential for sentimental excess in based-on-fact inspirational stories, but LeGravenaise never pushes for easy tears. Freedom Riders is now playing at the Showcase Cinemas Bridgeport, the AMC Lowe's Danbury, the Connecticut Post 14 in Milford, the Bowtie Sono Regent in Norwalk, the Seymour Cinemas, the Bowtie Majestic in Stamford, the Regal Cinemas in Stratford, and the Bowtie Marquee in Trumbull. Half African political expose, half old-fashioned Hollywood star vehicle, Blood Diamond is a Leonardo DiCaprio vehicle that never comes together in a satisfying manner. The issue of Western diamond purchasers funding violence and repression in Africa is a strong one, but that message is largely lost in the unbelievable adventures of the smuggler played by the star. For most of the picture, DiCaprio escapes more bullets and mobs of villains than Rambo ever did, and his romance with a hard-bitten journalist played by Jennifer Connelly would be improbable anywhere outside an old Clark Gable Ava Gardner picture. Director Edward Zwick also overdoes the documentary-style massacres to the point where the violence becomes numbing and not very dramatically effective. Blood Diamond is playing at the Showcase Cinemas Bridgeport, the AMC Lowe's Danbury, the Connecticut Post 14 in Milford, the Bowtie Criterion in New Haven, the Bowtie Royale in Norwalk, the Showcase Cinemas in Orange, the Bowtie Majestic in Stamford, and the Bowtie Marquee in Trumbull. There is so much talent on display in writer-director Bill Condon's movie version of the hit Broadway musical Dreamgirls that the second-rate script and song score don't become a problem until the story moves past the halfway mark. Dreamgirls is a rather tawdry behind-the-scenes showbiz expose about producer Berry Gordy's creation of the Supremes and the Motown label in the 1960s. What's amazing about the film is that the cast is so strong that they rise above the material much of the time, and the songs have been given such high-energy arrangements that they sound a lot better than they are. Dreamgirls is now playing at the AMC Lowe's Danbury, the Fairfield Cinemas, the Connecticut Post 14 in Milford, the Bowtie Criterion in New Haven, the Bowtie Sono Regent in Norwalk, the Bowtie Landmark in Stamford, and the Bowtie Marquee in Trumbull. The early days of the Central Intelligence Agency are dramatized in The Good Shepherd, a beautifully produced and gripping film starring Matt Damon. Directed by Robert De Niro and scripted by Eric Roth, the picture opens in 1961 with the disastrous CIA-sponsored invasion of Cuba, and then flashes back to just before World War II. The Damon character gives everything to the agency, which leaves his wife, played by Angelina Jolie, alienated and bitter. De Niro has packed the film with a terrific ensemble that includes John Turturro, Alec Baldwin, and Michael Gambon. The Good Shepherd is playing at the Bethel Cinemas, the AMC Lowe's Danbury, the Fairfield Cinemas, the Connecticut Post 14 in Milford, the Bowtie Criterion in New Haven, the Bowtie Sono Regent in Norwalk, the Seymour Cinemas, the Regal Cinemas in Stratford, and the Bowtie Marquee in Trumbull. The Painted Veil is a beautiful but lifeless adaptation of the Somerset Maugham novel about an unhappily married English couple living in 1920s China. Physician Walter Fane, played by Edward Norton, forces his frivolous and adulterous wife, Kitty, played by Naomi Watts, on a dangerous journey into the Chinese countryside, where he's volunteered his services to battle a cholera epidemic. Norton is one of the film's producers, and he worked for years to raise the money and come up with a suitable screenplay. Why this fine actor would labor so hard to play the repellent Walter remains a mystery throughout The Painted Veil. The Painted Veil is now playing at the Garden Cinemas in Norwalk, the Showcase Cinemas in Orange, and the Avon Theater in Stamford. The Pursuit of Happiness is a true story that doesn't ring true all of the time, about a hardworking California man played by Will Smith, who hopes to get ahead by taking on a non-paying internship at a financial services company. The man's wife leaves him, he's arrested for unpaid parking tickets, finds out that his little boy's daycare center is shoddy, and winds up getting kicked out of his apartment for overdue rent. Smith is wonderful as always, but many of the character's problems seem self-induced. And since we know everything will end happily, the hardships aren't as harsh as they might be in a different context. The Pursuit of Happiness is now playing at the AMC Lowe's Danbury, the Fairfield Cinemas, the Bow Tie Criterion in New Haven, the Bow Tie Sono Regent in Norwalk, the Showcase Cinemas in Orange, the Seymour Cinemas, the Bow Tie Landmark in Stamford, the Regal Cinemas in Stratford, the Bow Tie Marquee in Trumbull, the Bow Tie Cinemas in Wilton. We Are Marshall is a powerful sports drama that is about survival rather than winning. After most of the football team and many coaches and fans were wiped out in a plane crash in the fall of 1970, the staff, students, and supporters of Marshall University faced terrible questions as they tried to deal with their pain. The movie deals very specifically with the events in West Virginia, but the material applies to almost any sudden and massive tragedy. The depth of the feelings in We Are Marshall separates the film from other recent sports inspirational movies like Glory Road and Miracle. We Are Marshall is now playing at the Showcase Cinemas in Bridgeport, the AMC Lowe's Danbury, the Connecticut Post 14 in Milford, the Bow Tie Marquee in Trumbull, the Bow Tie Sono Regent in Norwalk, the Seymour Cinemas, the Bow Tie Landmark Square in Stamford, and the Regal Cinemas in Stratford. In the funny, touching, and mysterious drama Volver from Pedro Almodovar, Penelope Cruz gives a powerfully sensual performance reminiscent of the early work of Sophia Loren. A central element in the mystery aspect of the movie is the return of the Cruz character's mother, who everyone believed died in a fire many years ago. The great Spanish actress Carmen Mora, an Almodovar regular in the 1980s, plays the mother with incredible humor and assurance. We don't know for most of the movie if this woman is a ghost or flesh and blood, but the director mixes the real and the surreal so easily that either option seems acceptable. Volver is now playing at the Bethel Cinemas, the Garden Cinemas in Norwalk, and the Showcase Cinemas in Orange.